Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. It's 3 p.m. Central Time, and if you're hearing us at that time, you're hearing the live broadcast. If we want to hear from you, you can interact live with us right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. If you're hearing us any other time, that same number is good, day or night, weekends, week out. 844-322-2742. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Thanks, Bob. I love this passage in Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 9. It says this, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority." So what in the world is Paul talking about there? Well, he's simply saying that in Christ you are complete. Yeah. You know, before coming to know Christ, I know for me, I felt like a little less than I should feel about me. You know, I felt empty inside. I just didn't feel like I was a complete human being. I felt like something was missing. And I know there's lots of people that feel the same way.
Can relate.
That's exactly right. So what happens when you're born again, when Jesus comes to take up residence in you? Well, now you are complete. You're exactly how God designed you to be. Now, this is so vitally important for us to understand as children of God, as believers in Christ Jesus. Why? Because there's a lot of other philosophies out there in the world that would say that you need to adhere to this philosophy or that philosophy in order to find real meaning and purpose, or in order to find happiness. And sometimes we can be swayed by those particular philosophies. And here's what happens when we buy into them, even for a brief snippet of time. We find that they're empty, we find that they're hollow, and we find that they're based on deceit. And we realize we didn't need to go there to begin with. Why? Because everything that we needed for life and godliness, every blessing that we ever desire, has already been given to us in Jesus. Yeah. I mean, we have the whole package. There is nothing that he left out of that package when he gave to us himself. So all of deity dwells in him bodily. He has given himself to us, and so we are made complete in him. And talk about good news. That is good news. I mean, I'd leap for joy the first time I realized this. I mean, I'd read this passage before, but at a point in time, kind of the light turned on. I saw it for what it was, and I really rested in the fact that I was complete in Christ. Now, he goes on through this particular passage and tells us how that happened, how that we received a circumcision by the very hand of Christ that cut us out of that old life and placed us into Jesus, how we've been identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection, how we've been made alive in Christ, how we've been raised with Christ. All of that is kind of the substance of this verse, how it came to be that we are now complete in Jesus. And that is such good news. And when we understand it, it gives us the discernment to counteract all of those other philosophies or messages that are going to come our way. We don't have to buy into them, no matter how much hype that's involved with the presentation of it, no matter how much it promises. We have everything that we need in Jesus. Go down those paths, try to buy into what they're promising, trying to latch on to what they're promising. You're just going to find out they're empty, they're hollow, they're deceitful. You have everything in Jesus. Let that truth be the thing that anchors you as you live your life every day in Christ.
Yes, indeed, and what a wonderful place that is to be. Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. We have open lines for those of you hearing the live broadcast, 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And again, if you're hearing it delayed, we have that same line is open for you 24 hours a day at 844-322-2742. Record your question. We'll be glad to address it, like we will with Ryan here in just a moment. But Bob and Richard, tomorrow is the long-talked-about end of our fiscal year. Tomorrow, Friday, June 30th. And friends, if you have not yet joined us to help meet this fiscal year in need and keep this program on the air and, you know, meet all the other expenses that are involved in the ministry, well, we're trusting that you will do so no later than tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. So this message today, this message tomorrow has a sense of urgency to it. We need you to take action right now. Monday is going to be too late as far as our fiscal year mm-hmm. is concerned. We need to hear from you before midnight tomorrow night.
Yes.
So here's something that I want to say. If you are going to contribute by check, just make sure that your envelope that you send to us is postmarked by yep. tomorrow's date. So anything that's postmarked June 30th, we will attribute that to this fiscal year.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that you know the urgent nature of this appeal today. We have about 60,000 left to meet our target. So we need a lot of people to step up and to give generously, to give urgently, which yeah. means now.
Now.
And they can do so by calling or by going to our website.
Absolutely. You can call 844-322-2742 day or night by midnight tomorrow night, of course. 844-322-2742 or click donate online at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your help as we face this critical need here at the end of the fiscal year, we're going to give you a copy of our DVD or CD, your choice, of the new resource called The Real You. And it's all about your identity in Christ that we've been talking about all month long, and what a wonderful understanding that is to know that you are a child of the living God, you're a child of the King, and you belong to Him, and that, friends, is your identity. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to go to talk to Ryan in Canada, listening in Lacombe, Alberta, as a matter of fact, and Ryan is a longtime friend. Let's hear his question right now.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan from Lacombe, Alberta, and I now live in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. I had a question for you guys. I've been having every now and then I'll have just a horrible blasphemous thought against, you know, the Holy Spirit or, you know, Jesus or God or someone that I deeply care about. And just, you know, there's such unwanted thoughts, and they just kind of like it'll pop up or just, and it's almost unexpected, like, oh my goodness, like, where did that come from? Like an unwanted pop-up ad or a heckler yelling something out of a crowd. I wasn't sure, kind of, I guess, you know, what do I do with that? And I'm assuming not take any ownership or any stock or just kind of leave it alone. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
I think that's a great illustration, like a pop-up ad.
Yes.
You know, what happens when you one of those pop-up ads shows up on your computer screen? You just hit the X yeah. button and off it goes.
Exactly.
You don't pay much attention to it. And I think that's the same as far as our thoughts are concerned. There's lots of thoughts that race through our minds mm-hmm. daily. Most of them are pretty logical. Most of them have a sense of rightness or goodness about them. But there are these stray thoughts that just seem to come out of nowhere. And it's yes. like, how did that happen? I mean, even when you're reading your Bible, and this has happened to me, and I ask yeah. this question a lot in seminars or conferences yeah. or at church services where I'm teaching, you know, how many of you out there, when you're reading the Bible, have had the worst thought you've ever had in your life? And almost every hand goes yeah. up. That's just the way it is. Well, we live in a world that bombards us with all kinds of crazy thoughts, and then our minds can take those things and just produce these crazy thoughts, and then we have the enemy, and then we have the flesh, and so these thoughts are just going to happen.
Yes.
Now, I think Ryan has the right approach. You don't pay any attention to them. They don't define who you are. They don't define what's truth. Jesus defines what truth is. Why? Because He is truth. His work through death, burial, and resurrection has secured us as His very own. This thought doesn't change that. It's just a random thought. So dismiss it. Recognize that the source of it is not God. It's not the Word of God, nor is it the real you. It's either coming from the flesh, the devil, or the world. Once you recognize the source, once you recognize that that's not you, then you can just dismiss it and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for the truth. thank you that you've sealed me, that you've marked me out as one of your own by the gift of your Holy Spirit. I'm just going to stand solidly on that rock. I'm going to be anchored right there and recognize that was just a thought.
Yeah, delete.
Now, the other thing about, he mentioned blasphemy, and there are many people that are wondering, and that's a lot of what Ryan's wondering, have I committed blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? And let me say up front and be very clear on this, a Christian cannot, nor will he ever, commit the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit ultimately is the rejection of Jesus Christ. It is the rejection of the gospel. Once you have received Christ, once Christ has come to live inside of you, then that takes the blasphemy of the Spirit off the table.
Yeah.
It cannot happen. You've already received Christ. You can't reject him once you receive him. That's good news. So a Christian cannot commit the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
And that is good news.
Yes, yes indeed.
Again, it's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. I want to remind you, friends, that every Friday for a while, we'll be addressing passages of Scripture that are troubling to many believers. It's hard passages each Friday on Basic Gospel. And if you've missed the previous Friday's Hard Passages edition, you can find them in the radio archive at basicgospel.net. Now, we hope you'll join us every day for Basic Gospel, of course. And if you have a particularly troubling passage, something that just doesn't make sense in the context of the new covenant, well, we'd like to hear about it. We'd like to hear from you. So send your hard passage questions to us at bob@basicgospel.net, and then listen for it on one of these Friday editions upcoming. We have a question from Dave from Sacramento, 1 Corinthians 2:16, where Paul writes about having the mind of Christ. Dave asks, how is this different from a believer in Jesus Christ having Christ's consciousness?
Well, the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and it's one of those great passages, it's saying that man has a problem, that there's a dilemma that we face. There's God, we know through nature, through, you know, that revelation that he exists. We can see some of his attributes, but we really don't know his character. We really don't know his thoughts. And there's no way for us to figure that out. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, mind has not conceived of those things that God has freely given us. But we have received the Spirit of God. And it's by the Spirit of God that the things of God in Christ Jesus are revealed to us. Without the Spirit of God, it's an impossibility for us to know anything really about God. So God's Spirit reveals that to us, as we see in the book of John, chapters 14 through 16. Basically, the Holy Spirit takes the things of the Lord Jesus and makes them known to us. Why is that important? Because Jesus Christ has come to make the Father known to us. So it's the Spirit making Jesus known to us, and it's Jesus making the Father known to us. That's how we know God's thoughts. That's how we know God's ways. They've been revealed to us through the work of the Holy, And so the conclusion to all of that is that now we have the mind of Christ.
Right.
Now we get to see things through his perspective, through his lens. And so that's important. And I think because of what Christ has done inside of us, our consciences have been tuned to his. So we have that. So we have the mind of Christ, and we have a heart that is fully centered in Christ.
Yes.
Once that heart was centered elsewhere, it was in the things of this world. It was there to gratify the desires of the flesh. Now it's been centered in Jesus. And because Christ is in the center of us, because Christ is our life, now we have the mind of Christ. And that's a pretty amazing thing, isn't it, Richard?
Well, yeah, it's actually mind-numbing to realize that the infinite God of the universe, all-powerful, all-just, all-loving, has found a way to take up residence in each of his children without, you know, blowing us to pieces.
Yeah.
He actually is there, but it's a special kind of relationship. It's not like there's two of me in one body. there is just one of me, but what makes me me truly is that indwelling Holy Spirit.
Right.
So when the question involved the consciousness of Jesus, I would not go there, because that would indicate that there's me inside me and Jesus is inside me. Now, Jesus sent the Spirit to live inside of me to complete me, to make me the real me, the me that he intended me to be. And so there's only one of me, and there's only one of God, and yet because of God's power and love and grace, he's in every one of his children completing them. That's an awesome reality.
That yes, is. It is.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that fits right into our conversation throughout the entire month regarding our identity. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 is very clear in that regard, the wondrous thing that's happened to us when we reach saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. It means that you have a new identity. It means that you're a child of the King. Now, to help you deepen your understanding of your new identity in Christ, we're going to send you a copy of our new series called The Real You. It's our gift to you this month join with us with a very special gift as we approach our fiscal year end. Your gift of love to Basic Gospel will help reach others who need to hear the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and get to know the real you. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or click donate online at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We have a lot of people that view this program through Facebook Live, yeah, through YouTube Live. We get comments and questions. Yesterday, a question came in from Brad, and he asked this, besides control, why does man and some churches complicate the salvation process for potential believers? Being sealed by the Holy Spirit should be the big proof that salvation is not works-based. So why do we try to complicate the simplicity of the message? Why do we try to add ourselves into the equation instead of just simply receiving what Christ has done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection?
Today, I can't give you a reason for that. Back in the bad old days, it's because I knew I had something to offer. I thought I knew I had something to offer.
We call that pride, don't we?
We do. Stupidity and arrogance and all the rest of it. Once God finally got through to me about who he is and what he has accomplished for me and in me, I was happy to sit down and say, it's yours, Lord. And I can't understand why so many people want to make the Christian life so difficult. I mean, I told you yesterday, if you're in a place where somebody's trying to teach you that kind of stuff, rebel.
Run.
Say no. Run away. Run to Jesus. Don't run to some other church. In fact, that's one of the mistakes I made. When my wife and I studied our way out of the church we were raised in, I walked out the door and went, whoa, finally I'll find a church. And I walked into several different churches from then on, and they were as bad off as we had been.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because everybody was adding their own little bits and pieces to the gospel and tearing the gospel apart. It's only when I just sat down and said, Jesus, you're everything, point me in the direction you want me to go, that I could attend a different church, I could meet with different types of believers, and find what we had in common, which was Jesus, and slowly watch the so-called extras just fall away to nothingness, because that's all they are, is nothing.
Yeah. This is a by grace proposition. I mean, there is no works involved. You know, there's many people out there that say, okay, I recognize that Jesus did 99%, but there's that 1% that I have to do.
Uh-huh.
And whenever we introduce a 1% idea, then the 1% takes over everything.
Yes.
So it may be water baptism. It may be church membership. It may be tithing. It may be all sorts of things. But the minute we add something to the gospel, we take away from the gospel. So we have to realize that we were dead, dead spiritually. And our little 1% isn't going to change anything. That it has to be 100% of Jesus making us alive together with him. There's no way that we can enter into it. That's why it's by grace through faith. It is a gift.
Yes.
So if we just continue to focus on that and do our due diligence in delivering that good news, that simplicity, you know, folks will hear it. We'll eventually hear that it really is the story of Jesus. That's what this gospel is all about. He is the good news.
Yes.
He's the good news from start to finish. His reconciling work through his shed blood on the cross, his life-giving ministry through his resurrection. It's all of him. We're simply beneficiaries. We're simply receivers. We receive Jesus. And in Jesus, we have everything that we need for life and godliness. Now, our pride doesn't want to admit that.
No.
It doesn't want to admit the depth of our need for Jesus. But when we get humbled by life, and life has a way of chiseling away at that pride and bringing us to a point of just utter nothingness, you know, just life is meaningless. I'm nothing apart from Jesus.
Quit talking about me.
That's when grace becomes very precious to us. And we realize that God chose, that he wanted to, that it was his desire to save. And he just did it, no strings attached, simply because he loves us.
Yeah.
That is great news.
That is great news. Quick question, and this is very much in keeping with what we've been talking about. This is from Tom. He said, you said on your program that we cannot be both a sinner saved by grace and child of God at the same time. Please elaborate.
Well, we were sinners. We were saved by grace, and now we're children of God.
Yes.
So once you're a child of God, you can't be a sinner. I mean, that label has been removed. You've been taken out of Adam, placed into Christ. So you belong to Christ. Christ belongs to you, and you wear a new label. It's called child of God.
Right.
Now, as a child of God, we sin, but that behavior, that action, doesn't change our new identity. So if we will embrace this new identity, grasp hold of this new identity, believe that it's true of us, then we will see our behavior following suit. Most behavior flows from identity.
Yes.
If you're a basketball player, your behavior is basketball. You're going to play basketball. If you've studied to be a doctor, that's your identity. Then what you're going to practice is medicine. You're going to live out that identity. So if we will understand who we are now in Christ, then our identity will follow suit. And when we do things that don't align with that identity, it hits us like a ton of bricks. Wait a minute. That's not who I am. That's not what God has recreated me to do. So it really makes a huge difference in every area of life.
Yeah.
So we were sinners. We were saved by grace. Now, because of Christ, because of the fact that his Spirit lives in us, we are children of God. That is what we are.
That's what we are, and I think this underscores the reason that we need to be here proclaiming this truth every day on Basic Gospel.
Yeah, because so many people are out there confused.
Yes.
They are saying, I'm a sinner, and I'm a saint. Well, let's put an end to that.
Yeah.
Let's grab hold of who we are in Christ. Let's believe what God says when he wrote through the Apostle John. See how much love God has lavished upon us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
That's what we are. Well, keep in mind, friends, that you can take Basic Gospel with you wherever you go with the Basic Gospel app. Like all apps, you'll find it in the App Store. The Basic Gospel app, as I said yesterday, would kind of like to go with you. Well, we are out of time for this one. I want to remind you, friends, that only today and tomorrow remain in our fiscal year, and we seriously need your help to meet year-end needs. So if Basic Gospel ministers in your life, it meant something to you, well, help us keep ministering in the lives of others with your gift today. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and be sure, for sure, to get your gift in before midnight tomorrow night. As a matter of fact, don't wait till midnight, because if you're going online to do that, sometimes a glitch occurs and, you know, you get stalled. So you don't want to miss that deadline of midnight. So try to get it in a little bit early. So again, go to basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742. And we would love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. We're out of time. Tomorrow, Hard Passages at Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.